hello. Welcome to Worst Firsts. Thank you so much for all of you who have been listening and loving and rating and reviewing, and the ones that don't, you know, thanks for you too, because at least you're listening. I appreciate it. I have a very special guest today. I always say that. I have a very special guest.
How special, though?
This guest is, he's
not
okay.
Bad. He's not bad.
I have an okay guest. No, I'm just kidding.
Like
he's a great
notes.
Guest. I wish that I could say something else, but every time I'm like, I have a very special guest, but you're special.
I'm special.
You're special.
I'm more special than some of the other people that are probably
you
done
are.
The podcast.
Look at that red fiery beard.
Mm-hmm.
You're a full on, guys, he has the podcast Whiskey Ginger, which is
yes,
very popular.
Listen to it.
I'm sure.
Watch it. Listen to it. Do
I'm
both.
I'm sure some of you are already from here that are watching it right now.
Yeah, I hope
yeah.
so.
Yeah, and you've had a very successful career as a stand-up comedian, and you were on the Showtime show.
I'm dying up here,
mm-hmm. which I auditioned for and didn't
you
get.
You did?
Yep.
What did you audition for?
I auditioned for the chick, the girl that Mitzi.
For Ari Grainer's role. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And
I
how far did you
it.
Get?
I didn't even get a call back.
Ah, really?
They were like, too many lip fillers. Definitely not
that
something
they,
I got. No, they didn't say that.
It didn't happen
that.
In the 70s.
They didn't say
that.
Like, yeah,
they
like,
didn't get Botox in the 70s. Did they?
They're like, her nipples are way too pointy
for this
role.
That's probably a compliment if you're too good looking for the 70s.
I didn't get it. Yeah, I was way too pretty for the role. So
well, that's good.
Congratulations to you,
to
though,
me,
for
yeah,
being
the ugly
average
people,
looking.
The regular looking people. You know what? I'm getting a lot of roles in Hollywood for being average.
Because you're relatable looking.
Because I'm a man. Because I look like a man. I'm a white, straight male who's proud to be such. I've been having sex with vaginas my whole life, and I'm not going to change. I'm keeping this penis the way it is.
And 2 seconds later, you're like, I'm gay.
I'm trans. I'm trans and I'm gay. I'm gay and I'm trans. I'm transitioning.
You haven't aged since I've known you. I mean, I've
really?
Known you for probably like, what, 6 years or 5 years or something? I remember when you were doing open mics. Like, I remember a long time ago.
We've probably known each other for...
Over 5 years.
Yeah, maybe like 8 or 9.
Because I was dating Josh like 5 years ago.
That's over 5 years
yeah,
for sure, right?
Yeah, way long time
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, maybe 8 years, 9 years.
But you
years.
Haven't aged one day.
Yeah, no,
you
I
look
have.
Very
I have.
The same.
If you keep a beard on your face, you don't really age. That's the thing. The older that you get, the more you try to cover up your aging.
Is that
and
why
for
you
men,
grew
it's
a beard?
Yeah, beard. Yeah. It's
so if you shave the beard off, it would just be all skin just hanging.
There's nothing underneath it. It's a hole, and it's a hole into my soul. There's nothing underneath this beard. That's why you need them. I like these rules. Stay close. Don't bang on the table.
Don't you love that there's literally...
We can take a break and swearing is okay.
There is, what are these, blankets on the table.
On these cafeteria tables?
It doesn't look great.
No, this is not... I mean, it's about as good as... Are these the plastic, like the...
They're not
no,
great.
No, they're nicer than that.
Oh, they are?
They're a little bit nicer than that.
But they put blankets on the table. It's kind of
weird.
Yeah,
no, this is kind of... I get it.
Nina likes it.
Does she like it?
She likes it. Look, she's comfortable.
She's got her two little paws
she's
up there.
She's staring at you because you barked at her when you came
I
in.
I did. That's what she barked at me. I bark back. When dogs bark at me, I don't hesitate to bark back. That's what you get. I'll bite her. If she bites me, if dogs bite me, I'll bite them. They lick me, I lick
them. She's not going to bite you, but she will lick you.
Licking is fine.
Okay, did you think
brought my
about...
Dog.
Oh my, what kind of dog do you have?
She's a...
oh, cool.
Cocker
Sounds
Spaniel,
like you're a really
Maltese,
devout dog lover.
Terrier. She's like nine things. She's a mutt.
Wow.
She looks like a terrier. She looks like a little Cocker Spaniel terrier.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's a cat.
Yeah. It's a wolf. I keep a little, they are, they're little wolves. That's a little tiny wolf. Every time you put your mouth that way, she licks it.
I know.
Is that her thing? Pervert.
She wants to be constant, like, love with me.
Is that what mommy does? Does mommy lick everything? Does mommy lick everything around?
We're best friends.
That's why.
I brush her teeth every day. Is that weird?
Well, every fucking day?
Every day. Look how beautiful her teeth are.
Why would you do every day?
Because they're nice teeth. Well, I'm traumatized. My Yorkie is 8 years, or sorry, he's 15 years old and his teeth are all rotted.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to ever happen to her. So
but
I
they're supposed to be rotted by 15.
No. They were rotted since he was like 5.
Okay,
so I feel bad.
What were you feeding him?
No, Skittles? They're just Yorkie.
What the fuck fucked up a dog's teeth that bad? Regular dog food doesn't do that. That's insane. Do you feed your dog bad food? Does she get
no,
shit?
No, they have the just food for dogs. It's like custom made dog food.
Oh, you're
food.
So
it's
fucking
great.
White. You're so white
I
in
know.
LA.
I pay like more money for their dog food
That's
than I do.
That's just human food.
For my own food.
That's
yeah.
real food. It's just ground turkey and beef. And it's vegetables.
And I told that to the vet, and she said, and I was like, I'll just make it myself. It's way cheaper. And she goes, no, it's different. And I was like, well, how's it different?
No.
She couldn't tell
Same.
Me.
Same. Yeah. The only difference is they don't put in a bunch of like when you feed your dogs like table scrap stuff. The problem
yeah.
is your salts and sauces and stuff like that.
Right.
That's what's bad for their stomach.
Right, right, right.
So if you just cook meat,
yeah.
and give it to them, it's totally fine.
I know that's what
but
I did.
People are fucking annoying when they're like. they feed them anything and they wonder why their dog has sick. Diarrhea all the time and throws up randomly. It's like, you can't give it fucking A1 barbecue sauce. Like, it can't have these ridiculous sauces we put on shit. That's what the woman, where was I last night? The woman at McConnell's Ice Cream was like, oh, can I give your dog some choco chunk ice cream?
Chocolate?
Yeah, I was like, bitch, was she high? Are you out of your mind?
She's like, I like killing animals.
I was like, first of all, no to ice cream. Definitely no. My dog's going to shit all over the place. And then chocolate. I was like,
what a psycho. Did you know you also shouldn't give your dog grapes? Grapes are toxic to dogs.
I can't eat grapes either. I'm allergic.
What happens?
No, I'm not allergic.
You turn into a grape.
No, I'm not.
You're
I'm
like
not.
The guy from
I turn into
Willy
Violet
Wonka.
From Willy Wonka. Violet, Violet. I blow up. I blow up into a balloon and then I float away. No, I'm not allergic to shit. I'm not one of these millennium bitches. These millennial bitches. Okay, I can eat everything. I eat nuts, okay? When someone says they're allergic to nuts, I eat them on the plane. I bring my own and I throw them up the aisle.
I do. Then you start like break out in hives from Nina. You start scratching.
Yeah.
I'm not allergic to anything.
Actually,
okay.
Actually, kind of to cats. Not,
oh, really?
Not is it not in a bad way? Just like they get me stuffy for a little bit.
Okay.
Not like I need to leave, but just like, ugh, you have a cat, huh?
Yeah.
And people that have cats are like, oh, I'm sorry, and I'm like, no, I'm sorry for you that you have cats. You don't have cats, do you?
No, I don't have
cats.
I have seven cats.
100%
fuck
cats.
Cats. But listen,
people don't like that I say that. Fans are like, you're mean. I couldn't care less. I don't like them. They're rude. They're rude creatures. Does that thing say hi to you every time you walk in the door? Yeah. Does a cat?
No.
No, almost never. So,
Nina!
Look at how sweet she
is. She's so cute.
Yeah, she wants to hang out.
She's a good girl.
A cat would be so annoyed.
Out of here.
She'd be so annoyed that you put her on camera.
Scratching
yeah.
me. Okay, so wait. I have to mm-hmm. reel it in. What is
bring
your worst first? I asked you ahead of time.
I know. You said bring a worst first.
I said bring
so
a worst first.
There's so many worst things.
You like, have a lot of bad things happen to you. You're
so
a ginger.
Many,
have people
dude.
Tried to kill you? Because you're a redhead?
Fight-wise, I've gotten into fights with a couple of guys that probably tried to end it. They didn't want to just fight. They wanted to also murder. Well, I was talking to yesterday, the other day, probably the worst time I ever asked a girl to something proper, I asked a girl to spring dance. Spring? That's spring? Yeah. Spring. It's spring.
What,
isn't that the other one? Isn't it prom
what grade
and spring?
Was it?
Freshman year of high school.
Oh, okay.
That was the first time I think
the spring fling.
Spring, is it? Yeah, it's like a spring. That was the first time I ever like went out of my way to ask a girl to dance.
Uh-huh.
And
what happened?
To a dance. I'm sorry, not to visit. She said she was waiting for someone else to ask her.
Wait, how did you go up and ask her though? You can't just skim
no,
over
I did
it.
Something
I want details.
Dope, but I don't really remember what it was. But I think I wrote her some kind of sweet, funny thing and hid a note a day in her locker or something like that. It was something like elaborate. I don't really remember. I shut out a lot of memories.
Why?
Because it's been traumatic for me.
You've had a lot of traumatic.
A lot of traumatic.
You saw the MIA
events.
Video where all the redheads get killed and you were like, this has been, this is too much.
Yeah, it's been a hard life. No, I seriously, I remember such intricate details of parts of my life and then some things I couldn't even tell you what, like at all what it was. But that, I remember how much that hurt my feelings. That
really?
She said, no, I'm waiting for someone else.
I'm waiting to your face or did she write it in a letter?
No, she told me. She said, I'm waiting
she
for somebody
else. She
went
up to you and she was like, that's really sweet,
but. She's like, you're sweet, but I'm waiting for somebody else.
Yeah, sorry. He's better. But so, if he doesn't pull through or like this, then if the other guy doesn't pull through and then the guy after him, then maybe.
Maybe.
Then maybe I'll
I almost
go
killed
out
myself, though. So shout out to her.
Did you really?
No, I wouldn't have the balls. I'm too selfish to kill myself.
Well, you have a great life.
Life is good now. Back then, it was tough, dude.
Why?
Old pimple-faced ginger head was not.
Did you have a lot of pimples?
Big time. Big
time. Like a lot of acne, like the Proactive commercial?
I talked about it on my Showtime special. I said, I had acne so bad, it was like the reason that I didn't believe in God. That's like why I stopped believing in God. I was like, there's no way. You wouldn't do this to somebody. God can't be real. Why would you do that to somebody, make them suffer through such emotional and physical pain at the worst age in your life?
Was it cystic acne, like under the skin, really hard?
No, it wasn't as bad as some people had it. Mm-hmm. Like there were some people in high school that had it so bad that even I was like, damn, that your shit is fucked up. And I had it bad. I had it regular teenage bad, but there were some people that never got it and I was always so jealous.
I know. There's
never
people
had it.
Now that I'm 32 and I still fucking have it.
You get it? No. What
horrible.
Are you like on your chin or something?
On my chest, on my back. I'm 32 fucking years old and
I
still get it.
Are you on birth control?
No. I don't take anything that would give me acne.
Wow, that's so weird.
I've just always had that kind of skin. I've always had it like on my shoulder, like always. It's just been weird. And I've gone to doctors and they're like, well, we can put you on Accutane. I'm like, I don't want to take a pill for acne.
That's what I took. I took that shit.
How did that make you feel?
You're so young. You're going through so many emotions anyway. You don't really know.
You're just running around screaming. You're like, but my skin looks great.
You're already losing your mind. So you're like, Yeah, it's just kind of like you're like
you're just losing it, but you're like, but I look great.
A rush of hormonal emotions are already flooding your fucking brain. Your dick is hard every fucking 10 minutes, so it's just kind of like everything is already so chaotic that's why I think they're okay with giving it to kids back then. They were like,
whatever. Yeah, they won't know if it's the drug or if it's just them. Yeah, being
they might just kill themselves
because
they're sad teenagers, you know?
Wow.
But it fucked me up. That stuff. That fucked your face up bad. It was good for you, but it was bad for you.
It was. I mean, it was so bad dry. For you. A lot of people.
Yeah, they committed suicide on it. They had a bunch of kids kill themselves.
Yeah.
I couldn't say that on Showtime. Showtime made me take that out. I couldn't say the name of it.
You were going to say that?
Yeah, I was going to say Accutane because it was a known case, but they. Yeah. For some reason, they had an affiliation
people
with.
People probably know.
Oh, actually, it was Comedy Central.
Accutane
it wasn't Showtime.
Sponsored
sorry.
Your podcast.
Accutane. Yeah. Pfizer. Pfizer
like,
was actually
we
my.
We remember him.
Yeah.
That kid with all the pimples. Pfizer. Man, he used a lot of our product. We'll give him a little shout out.
Pfizer is going to be my number one sponsor. I'm going to get into Big Pharma. I'm getting into Big Pharma, kids. So stay tuned for my next product that I push.
Do you take pills?
No, fuck no, dude.
You don't take anything?
I don't take shit.
Do you take vitamins?
Nope.
Nothing.
I should take vitamins, right? But I don't.
I mean, some people say it's bullshit.
I think it's real
you
shit.
You wake up every day and you're just you.
Me?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Not even a fucking vitamin C pill.
No. I feel like I get my blood drawn every once in a while and you get enough sufficient vitamins in a healthy diet.
You eat really well?
I eat fine.
Like what do you eat?
Like today I had a bowl of granola with some almond milk and then I had two cups of coffee because I love coffee.
Uh-huh.
And then for lunch I just had a peanut butter fucking granola yogurt smoothie thing. And then I'm going to have a nice dinner.
Day,
yeah, I feel so good.
Good for you.
Yeah, I feel good.
You're
and
blessed.
Then I run. Yeah, but don't you, what do you do? What do you do? You eat shit? Do you eat shit?
I don't eat shit, but I definitely have to take stuff. Otherwise,
what
I'm
do you
like,
have to take?
Like, I have to take antidepressants and shit, or otherwise
oh,
I lose my shit.
Yeah. What do you take? Zoloft?
Well, I take Effexor, but I've been like weaning off of it. My audience is so sick of hearing about it. That's like all I talk about.
I'm not okay. You're,
I'm like, I have anxiety. They're like, shut the fuck up. We're sick of hearing about your fucking name. Make us laugh. No, it's fine. We don't have to talk about it. But I'm like, it's interesting to me when I meet people who are just like, I'm just me.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Oh,
and
no,
I'm me
I have,
with
I have
nothing.
Depression and anxiety.
But,
but
you
I don't
just
take anything
fight
for it.
It.
Yeah, I just like who doesn't? Who's not sad?
Right, I get it.
I mean, is it clinical? Yeah, definitely it is. I took Zoloft for 6 months when I was in college, but it was because I had ocular migraines. I've talked about this before on my show, but I used to go blind in one eye when I had
these.
Whoa! Yeah.
Did you think you were having a stroke?
Mm-hmm. So then
that's
I would go to the ER and I'd have these panic attacks, and I'd have panic attacks for like 5 days straight, and
you'd
I couldn't
like, I'm
leave
dying.
The house. Yeah,
I'm having an aneurysm.
I thought it was a stroke. You don't know what it is, and then you think all the worst.
You couldn't see out of your eye.
Yeah, it kind of looks like if you ever close your eyes by a fire, and if you ever close your eyes by fire by heat, you know how you can see heat lines. You ever felt heat waves? Like,
yeah, yeah.
That's what it looks like. It looks like heat waves are like kind of permeating your eyes
in one eye.
Yeah, some people get in both, man. Some
and
people
then
get
you
fucked
have a
up.
Horrible headache.
About 20 minutes later, it's a precursor to a really bad headache. So it'll come, and then when it goes away, I have a terrible fucking headache.
Oh, no.
But I'm also such a thug, I don't take medicine for headaches. Like, I don't believe in Advil. I don't fuck with none of that shit.
Are you okay now? Are you a Scientologist? Like,
I wish, dude. I'd be further along in this fucking business. You see how many people are doing that shit?
Right?
Shout out to Elizabeth Moss. All these motherfuckers.
They don't take anything.
No. You know what, though? I don't take any of that shit because I feel like your body, if you condition your body to fight through things like that, then it will begin to. Like if I get a headache and I just go to take something all the time, half of that's going to be a placebo effect, and the other half of it is there is going to be some sort of drug induced effect.
Right.
But I'm like, fuck that shit. My body will figure it out.
What if you had diabetes?
Yeah, but then if it's a
yeah,
life and death.
Yeah, my body will figure it out.
Yeah. Don't be a bitch, body.
You will die.
Get your own glucose levels correct, body. If it's life and death.
Come through with the glucose levels. Yeah. Don't fucking...
Buck up. Buck up, body.
Get your shit together, body.
If it was life and death, yeah, I would take some shit for life and death. But I think that we take a lot of things that aren't life and death.
Right,
so
right.
I don't fuck with that stuff.
As soon as we feel slightly uncomfortable, we try to...
Yeah, like people that need heart medication, like, for sure, obviously. No
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, you know, people take Xanax and...
I know, I'm scared
Prozac.
Of that stuff.
People take all sorts of bullshit just to get through the day. Which, look... If it helps
you
word up, I don't give a fuck. Do your thing, but I just feel like I can do it. If I can do it. If I need help, I'm going to get it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're really well level-headed
guy. I don't take antidepressants or any of that shit because I took that Zoloft for 6 months when I was in having panic attacks, and it made me worse, dude.
It did?
I got more feelings of negativity because the drugs also made me feel so different.
Yeah, they make you feel different. Some of them don't. Some
right.
of them do.
Well,
yeah.
This is what? This is now... Mm-hmm. 12, 15, no, what am I talking about? This is 20 years ago that I
wow.
took it. So it was kind of like...
So you're 70.
I'm 86. I'm 88. What am I, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84? But at some point, you know, if you need shit, take it. What do I knew somebody, my grandmother takes like one thing.
Really? How old is she?
80, what? 87, something like that? 88?
Wow, good for her. 88. That's great. And she's doing great?
She's good. I mean, she's good. I wouldn't say she's great. I mean, everybody at that. When you get over 80, I just think everybody slows down a lot.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice, you know?
Are you scared of dying?
Hell no. Let's go, care? Dog. Take me now. Dog. No. Yeah, everyone's scared of dying.
You just have a fucking...
Everybody's scared of dying.
You die on my podcast, I'm going to be great for my ratings.
Fuck,
I would still
man. You know how many hits
it.
This would get?
I hope you'd be okay with that.
Yeah, dude.
I'm,
put that
I'm,
shit on
I'm
YouTube.
I'm a new podcast. I'm trying
YouTube
to...
YouTube would definitely pull it. But I would have to write something down now saying that I'm cool with it.
You're really not scared at all. You don't think about it.
No, I don't... I think... I'm not... I'm, everyone's a little scared of death, of prematurely dying, but I yeah. mean... What am I, what, like what though? If I, like if
you're
I go now.
You're not scared of like what it feels like or.
No. That's like the least thing I'm scared of. I'm such a selfish piece of shit. Like I'm scared of like, what more do I have to accomplish yet though? Like what if there's so many other things I still want to do before I go. Uh-huh. That's why when someone's like, I don't care about dying. It's like, I don't care if like what death is going to hurt me in the end because it's over. But I care about like, oh, there's so many more things I still want to get done.
Do you
know
think
what I mean?
There's something after
like I want to hang these lights on my patio still. I haven't done that shit.
Oh,
I really got to do that.
Those outdoor lights
yeah.
that have the little bulbs?
I just
bulbs.
Bought them for the house and I haven't gotten
you
them
have
done
a
yet.
House?
I got a house.
You're doing great.
Life is really good.
Are you married?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not wearing your ring?
No, I never do. I haven't. I've never done it.
Why?
Because in case I see a cute boy on the street, I'm looking at my dick sucked. No, I don't like it. I never liked it. I don't wear jewelry. I wear watches sometimes, but I wore a ring when I first got married for a while, and I hated it.
Why?
I don't know. I hated it. Because it didn't feel like me. It was so like, it was such a forced, inorganic thing.
What did it look
thing.
Like? What was it? Like a fucking like NFL ring?
It was a cock. I put a, it was
a
little penis.
It's a fucking NFL
ring. Yeah.
This looks weird. It's yeah. a bit much.
Yeah, it was over the top.
You could have gotten like a really thin band.
I did, relatively. But the one that I got, I would take it off when I would run or when I would lift weights or like, I would just take it off all the time. And then at some point I was like, I'm not going to wear this fucking thing anymore. And she didn't give a shit. I mean, I always say, there's always like a girl that you, usually is like a girl after a show that's like, what does she think about you not wearing your ring? It's like, well, you want to ask her, bitch? You think I took it off before I came to Topeka? Like, I just don't wear it. And she doesn't really give a fuck. And trust me, the amount of women that are ruthless bitches that would go after you harder with a ring.
That's true. My husband says that.
Trump's not ring by a landslide.
My husband says that to me all the time.
I know it sounds like a cheap excuse. It's a fucking fact.
Yeah.
The amount of people that are like, oh, you're married? I don't give a fuck.
You could get a tattoo.
I thought about that, but I have zero. Because
that way you don't have to.
I have zero tattoos.
Well, you have all those freckles. Those are kind of.
These are tats. Yeah. These are all tats.
Those
dude.
Are definitely
this is Dr.
not.
Wu. Dr. Wu did these frecks. No, yeah. So, by the way, also, if a guy is going to fuck someone else, this is on a more grand scale.
Yeah.
But if you're going to fuck someone else, like a ring is not going to stop a guy from fucking somebody else. So the idea of a ring to for me personally mm-hmm. held no weight as far as like, what was it symbolic of? Like,
yes.
I understand the...
Usually people think it'll ward off women from being
hell
like,
no.
oh.
Hell no. Hell no. And all like the old antiquated ideas of what weddings were anyway bothered us. So we never got married for a long time anyway because... I didn't like it. Like I'm not religious. I'm not anti-religion, but I'm like, I'm not getting married in a church.
Okay.
I don't really care about having like a big fancy thing.
Right. I didn't either.
That,
we got
that
married
ain't
at
me.
Our house. Yeah.
So like all of these things were kind of the antiquated versions of what marriage truly was. And I was like, none of those things mean anything to me. I don't believe in any of the reasons people get married. The only reason I wanted to is because we wanted to start a family. You know what I mean? So that's.
Do you have a kid?
Not yet.
But you're going to.
Yeah. So that to me, that was like, that's the only, I just want governmental protection for my family if I die.
Aww.
I know that's like,
I'm all,
what
that's
a romantic.
Nice. Yeah. Let's bring the government into it. Nothing says romance like the government.
That's all it really is. That's all. You go to some woman in a fucking window at the courthouse and you have to file to that you're in love.
I know
it's
really
it's
weird.
It's all bullshit. That's
it
what
is
I mean.
Really
so,
weird.
So we got married in Costa Rica.
That's a nice wedding.
Yeah, we rented a house. We had like just our immediate family and Aww. We partied for like a week. So yeah, anyway.
How many years have you been married now?
3.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't fuck with the ring thing because it really didn't, it was like, this ain't me, dude. I don't know. There's something about it that wasn't.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, at least everyone knows
but
you're
I have
married.
A cock ring on right now.
Oh.
And I've never taken it off. I put that on when I was 12, I think I put it on and it's...
Oh my God, and it still fits. Even now, it's a little baggy.
No, yeah, it's got, yeah.
It's gotten baggier over the years.
It's gotten loose. My dick has not grown since I was 13 years old.
Oh my God. I feel like you've been through some more fucked up shit.
I've been a lot of fucked up shit.
You have to tell me some more worse.
So my worst first. Okay, so.
Wait. We're going to take a quick break. I want my audience on the edge of their seats. I like to do what they do on like that show Fixer Upper on HGTV. Right before they reveal the house, the finished house, they go, we're taking a break. See you after
shoot
the commercial.
Right to commercial.
So everyone has to wait. So guys, hang in. We're going to talk about some dumb shit on the ads, and we'll be right back with Andrew Santino on Worse First. We're back. I didn't mean to say that my sponsors were dumb. I really appreciate them. To be honest, they pay my bills, so I'm super grateful. Andrew Santino, we're back with you.
And
I told you that I know you have some more fucked up stories. You're a comedian. You've been in the game for a long time. You're a talker, so obviously you've gotten in trouble.
Yeah, I've got like my worst first. I would say my worst first experience in Hollywood. How about this? My worst first manager. I can say that. I can tell you that. This dude. Everybody has a lot of worst firsts. It was hard for me to narrow it down.
There's so many. You can name whatever you want. People say.
Well, my first manager. He was a real dildo. This dude, he's going to hear this and be like,
Dildo Baggins.
No, we got into a horrible argument about this nonsense, about this bullshit, because I remember he got the first job I ever got, he kind of helped coordinate, so to speak, whatever. And I booked this job doing this show called, it changed names. It was called The Surf Report at one time, then it was called Big on the Web.
Uh-huh.
It was an MSN update show. So every day I would do a thing for MSN.
Okay, that's
for the homepage.
Cool.
This was 2009 or something like that. And anyway.
And let me just inform my audience, guys. He means a manager as in like an acting manager. Like you have a manager, you have an agent, not like a manager at Arby's. Even though it's kind of the.
I did have one of those though.
He had one of those too. But this is a different manager.
This is in the business.
This is a business conversation story.
These motherfuckers know.
Yeah, they know what they're listening to. You guys know.
So yeah, he was greedy and he was a liar about money.
Oh, no.
And then when I was getting these checks, I would get these checks sent to me and not to him because I didn't trust him, right?
Yeah.
And I got these checks sent to me and he would come to my fucking house with one of the girls he was
banging?
Yeah, he was cultivating. You know, it was a client of his that he was also fucking, you know what I mean? And they would show up to my house and get money and it felt so disgusting because he wasn't doing shit. I was like, here I am paying for this guy to take this bitch out to Chili's.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't like it. Everything about it bothered me.
Yeah.
So then when the next year was up to have the contract, I was like, hey, get rid of this contract. I'll sign a whole new contract. I'll even re-audition for the show just so I don't have to have this manager anymore. Like, I don't want this motherfucker a part of this. I'm not going
to
pay him out
for another how long. Keep paying him.
Yeah,
and you're
no
like,
reason.
You hate him. He didn't do anything.
He did shit.
Right.
So they did the right thing and then legally changed it so like I was on a new contract. And then when he, come here, baby doll. And then when he came calling, he was like, I'll sue you.
Oh,
there's this thing called, he was like,
There's this thing called
the Sunset Clause. About firing a manager in the middle of a...
Sounds like a made-up clause. That's the Sunset Clause.
Yeah.
It was,
it's the Palm Tree Clause.
It created it on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
The contract was written at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Like,
so he was so full of shit. But it was by far the worst because it held me back from a lot of work. Like, Yeah, because I knew he wasn't doing anything and then I had found out...
I hate that.
Oh, he was terrible. I found out later that he was... That he had said no to other jobs because saying like I was unavailable for this thing. Which is not true. And he didn't send me out on shit and lied to me.
And he didn't even tell you?
He would lie to me and tell me he would put me out for stuff or put my name in for
and
stuff.
And he never did anything.
Never did. It was all bullshit.
They do that a lot.
Well, there's a lot of scam artists.
I had a lot. I mean, even in big agencies. I was rep by a big agency. I'm still rep by a big agency right now. I'm not going to say who
Call
it was.
Call them out.
But at the most poignant time of my career when I was like, you know, 10 million on Vine and all the magazines and all this shit, I was with a really big talent agency and I got like no opportunities. Because I had signed with a junior agent, which I didn't realize, and he had like no connections.
And he didn't do shit for you?
Nothing. I wasted like literally 3 years of me at the best time of my career, and it really fucked me up.
Nah, but there is no best time. We still keep growing and inflating and changing.
Look, Andrew, it's
me,
over for me.
Well,
okay,
yeah,
let's be honest.
Listen, that is true. That being said, when you were at the top,
I'm doing a podcast
how many
in Burbank with blankets on the table, okay?
Yeah, but this is the top.
It's over.
This is the top of the line.
How many followers do you have on Vine at one time? What was it, 10 million?
I had 10 million followers.
Wow.
I know.
That's wild, huh?
I know. And then like to think about how many of them probably hated me because I only have 2.6 on Instagram. So that's a lot of people who probably just followed me because they didn't like
it. Don't you think it was just generational shit? Don't you think Vine was just a generational hit?
I don't know.
Vine was
I don't
like,
think
Vine,
about
Vine
it
to me was like a boy band.
I know, and now there's that TikTok app.
Same, it's the same exact thing.
I know, everyone's like, watch out for the new TikTok stars. I'm like, what the fuck is the going
same shit?
On?
It's the same shit. It's just essentially a different name. They just called it something else. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Right, I know, she loves you. So that's kind of shitty that your manager just
he was
fucked
just,
you
know
over.
What, and you know what? I don't hate him by any means. I just know that he was up to no good. I just know it yeah. wasn't true. Like, I know all that stuff he was feeding me was a lie, and it was fake. Like, yeah. I just was like, that... I was too keen to get scammed in this city, so I was never one of those like
same
got taken advantage of.
Yeah.
But I just knew he wasn't doing the things that he said he was doing. And then when he tried to get money from me, I was like, dude, nobody plays with me like that. Like, I come from blue collar, I'll fuck you up for my check type of shit. Like, I was like, I'm not getting played like some bitch ass Hollywood stars in my eyes. Like, I'll do anything.
Whatever you say, yeah. sir. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Fuck that. I'm not that guy.
I know,
so
me neither.
I didn't play
me neither.
That game.
Yeah.
I was like, no, fuck that.
I'm always like very hardcore about like what. I'm like,
you
where's my check?
You have a business manager?
I don't actually. I got rid of my business manager because my business manager was hemorrhaging me money. So I got rid of him because he was like taking all this money to pay shit that was on drafts. Like all my shit came out of my account naturally. Yeah. And he was charging me like an insane amount of money and actually was costing me more money in the long run. He kept trying to say, oh, well, we write it off on your taxes and you'll make the money back.
Shady.
I was like,
Shady.
So now I just have a bookkeeper who I send my stuff to, and she keeps track of all my stuff, and then it's way cheaper that way, and then the bookkeeper sends my stuff to my CPA at the end of the year. So it's way cheaper.
Yeah.
You don't have people like charging you, you know, $10,000 or $5,000 a month just to fucking, we gotta pay your car bill, yeah. or I gotta pay your rent.
Like, is my car 50 G's a
yeah,
month?
Yeah, yeah. Like, why? Like, when you're paying someone else more than what your bills are,
yeah, fuck that.
That's a fucking problem. So I got rid of my business managers, mm-hmm. which was the smartest thing I ever did. And then later, a kid that I was friends with that had the same business manager went from having literally $3 million in the bank to nothing 3 years later because the business manager hemorrhaged everything and made bad investments.
Is he okay now?
No, he had to move back to fucking North Carolina.
Damn, who is this? Yeah. Do you know who it is? Have I ever heard
the dude? I'll tell you after the podcast.
God damn,
it's
that's
a really
terrible.
Shame. And I can...
Zach
I can,
Galifianakis, that's
no,
who it
I
was,
can,
you guys. He had to move back to North Carolina
I
after.
I can vouch for this because I literally remember I went over his house... And he had his bank statements out, and he's like, girl, look at this. Like, God is good, and, like, showed me how much money he had in the bank. And then 3 years later, and this guy lived in a fucking $2,500 a month apartment, didn't spend money like crazy. The business manager just charged so much money, made bad investments. Mm. He lost all his shit, and now he's back in North
Stupid.
Carolina. Yeah, you got to be careful.
You
know,
you got to know you who you're fucking with, dude.
Yeah, and you got to, like, watch your money, you know? Like, yeah. people don't realize it. Like, every job I do, I actually keep a separate documentation of what I'm supposed to get paid for that job. You know, like when it's due, all that stuff. And I stay on my fucking agent's asses. I'm like, hey,
when
what's
I,
up, bro?
When do I get that check?
I'm Italian. I'll show up with a baseball bat and
when
a couple gold
I
chains.
Get that
yeah,
check,
I'm like, yo,
bitch.
So it's been a while, you know? Hmm. Like, I'm like waiting for.
Hello? Yeah, I'm here for my fucking money. It's 2:30 in the morning. I don't give a shit. It said by the 12th, it's the 12th.
It just turned the 12th.
It's the 12th, right 2 hours ago. Give me my money.
That's literally me. I think I drive my agents crazy though, because I do. I'm like, hey guys, so.
Yeah, but they sit behind a desk all day. Like they yeah. don't. They don't know the pain of that kind of thing. Of like.
They click submit.
Yeah,
for jobs.
Man. They
submit,
get they get a paycheck
submit.
Direct deposited to them every 2 weeks. You're not
I know.
The. It's like. That will always be the divide of our relationships with those with agents and managers and people in the businesses. You're like, dude, I have to rely on. My scheduling of income.
Yeah.
You have a scheduled income.
Yeah, they
I
have
to
it.
Make sure it's being scheduled
yeah.
correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I always check down with my fucking money. And I've thank God, knock on wood, I haven't had somebody like that in the business because I work with good people that don't try
good.
To fuck me. So
good.
That was my word. That first one was the worst one. That was like my worst.
Worst you know, manager.
Yeah. What
ever.
Else? What else was my worst
Did you ever
first?
Have a bad sexual experience?
I mean.
You're like every night of my life.
I'm married, bro. No. Yeah, you know what? This is so fucked up to say, but this is so fucked up to say, but I'm not going to mention names or anything. So when I was in college, I thought this chick was so sexy and cool and her personality was really fun, right? So I'm like, I'm really into her.
Yeah.
And you really think when somebody has a good personality and they have like a great vibe that also they're going to be good in bed. Like you're like the sexual attraction is going to be high in bed.
Yeah.
So we had kicked it for a while and then it became apparent that she was down. So I was like, fuck yeah. Her roommate was out of, this is my first year in college or second? First. Mm-hmm. And then her roommate was gone. And she was like, okay, you come over tonight. Like, you know, let's grab a couple of the drinks. Let's get fucked up and let's fool around. And I was like, hell yeah. And I went over to her house, dude.
Oh no.
And, her apartment, I mean, her dorm. And we had
okay,
a we had
bachelor
a,
yeah, pad.
Yeah,
bachelor apartment.
I kept going down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I went to her mansion.
Okay.
It was a
okay,
tent
couch
off
on
the freeway.
Sidewalk.
Yeah. She fucking, well, we had it, we made it had like one or two drinks, so we weren't like fucked up or anything. Mm-hmm. And she, this was the first and last dead fish I've ever had in my life, because I had heard of it, that she literally just laid there.
What?
It was so.
So she had like a spunky personality?
Yeah, man,
she's
was alive.
She's like, oh my God, yeah, this is so much fun. Yep. And then you go to fuck her and she's
like. She just laid there, like a zot, like she was dead.
What?
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing.
Completely still.
So then I stopped at some point. Like I'm like trying. Then I'm like, oh, maybe she's not liking this shit.
She didn't move at all.
No, dude, it was so creepy. And then so then at some point I stop and roll over and I'm just kissing and touching or whatever. And I was like, hey, are you not into it? If you don't want to fuck, like we definitely don't have to fuck. You know what I mean? Like.
And then you realize it's just a teddy bear that you
she,
had.
She was like, what do you mean you don't want to fuck? And I was like, no. I thought you didn't like the, and I can't say to her. You're
like,
fishing
you're
me, dog.
You're not moving, yeah.
You're not alive.
You're just laying
I'm
there.
Fucking a corpse. But you have to kick around it. You're like, oh, I just thought, like, I didn't really feel like, I don't feel like you're into it. I just want to make sure you're good. Like, I wasn't being a bitch about it. I was just like, are you not, is it uncomfortable? Like,
yeah.
Are you not enjoying this?
Does it not feel good? Like,
yeah,
what's
and she
happening?
She was like, no, what do you mean? Like, she was making me feel crazy, right? So I was
right.
Like, all right, fine. So, whatever, we don't end up fucking that night. The next morning, I'm like, all right, maybe now.
Yeah.
Maybe morning fuck, like full gear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She gets into it. She's physically into it. We're ready to go. I put the bag on the dick. And then as soon as we start fucking again, it's like, same shit. Zombied out.
Weird.
Stiff as a board, man. It was so weird. It was the first and last time I'd ever had that. Because, you know, like you hear these running jokes of people that are like, she was a dead fish. She just laid there.
Of course.
I was like,
never,
yeah, dude, no one just lays there. You think
I
it's bullshit.
I couldn't imagine that.
No, but it was the weird. It's kind of like how I feel. Micro penises, you know, like. I don't believe it's real, and then I've had two good girlfriends of mine be like, "Yep, I've seen one in my real life."
I've never
most
had
people
a micro
haven't.
Penis.
Most
yeah.
people haven't.
Yeah,
but I've had two girls be like, "No, I've physically seen a guy's dick," and I was like, "You're making it up. He probably just had a small dick."
Right.
And she was like, "I swear to God, it was
like,
almost flush to his body."
Yeah,
it was like
No, I've heard the stories.
See,
my girlfriends have had it happen.
So right, it's
yeah,
it's like
it's
these
a real
it's like
thing.
These social tales. That's
yeah.
what this dead fish shit was. She was. So stiff. And this is the saddest part is like.
And so you, did you keep doing it? Or
yeah.
Did you,
oh yeah. I had to nut at this point. You know what I mean? Like I blue balled myself through the night. I was going to nut the
She's all just
morning.
Laying there. You're like, all right, well, now I know what it's like to fuck a mannequin. Oh my God.
No. So then, and then this, the worst part was like, I dug her. She was a cool girl. And we hooked up like 5-6 more times. I was
oh
like.
Oh my God.
The masochism. I love the pain. I was like, I love it when they don't like it. I don't
oh
know what
it gosh.
Was.
Oh my gosh. She's all.
Yeah.
Frozen. Oh my God, that's so.
She did start talking on the third or fourth time. She started saying, "Ow, no, stop it."
Oh no.
No,
don't.
Not at all. Come on, get the fuck out of here. No, but she always said she was into it. And then when we stopped, she was kind of like annoyed that we stopped hanging out. And I was like,
she's like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
What is it?
And then years later, I had seen her through a couple of friends or something. Like after we had graduated college, and she was married, like happily married to this dude. And I so badly.
Wanted to
be
him,
like, dude,
does she move at all?
Do you make her move?
Yeah.
Do you make her move? Do you puppet? I think if he puppeteers, he just ties strings to her
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And he fucks
he
her.
He gets
puppets
one of those
her.
Beds where it goes up and down. He's
yeah,
just
yeah.
like,
yeah.
She's
change her sleep
down.
Number
yeah, yeah.
so she's moving back and forth on your dick. That was, I mean, that to me was like, that was one of the worst first experiences of that kind of thing where it freaked me out. It freaked me out because it made me think. She has some sexual trauma, maybe.
I know. Sometimes people do if
well,
they've been through
that's
that.
That's kind of where that comes from.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
Sometimes, yeah.
I asked Dr. Drew about that kind of shit. Dr.
What
Drew,
did he say?
It's a myriad of things. Some people like don't have as much expressional body movements when they
yeah.
have sex. Like some people are actually really into it and they're not moving. Like some people don't really need to physically like push, have like push and pull expression to be like deeply into the
wow.
sex. Yeah, or it's psychological, or you know, Uncle Mark touched her at a barbecue. And
oh my God,
Uncle Mark, what are you
that's
doing? He's like,
up.
You want to see a big sausage? Those ones on the grill ain't big enough. Uncle
oh my
Mark,
God.
What are you talking about, Uncle Mark? Penny, what are we talking about? Oh, Nina, I said Penny for a second because that's
Melissa's
dog. She was at the house.
I know, she's so cute.
Nina,
what are you doing right now? You're doing
Montreal, and then are you doing another
show?
When does this come out?
This is probably going to come out next week.
Okay, good. So last week I was in Montreal.
Yeah, dead. I love it.
And then I have one more tour date. This week I'll be in St. Louis doing stand-up at the Helium. I think I'm in St. Louis. And I think, yeah, yes.
How
yeah.
great is it to get to make a living doing what
doing
you love?
Stand-up? It's fucking yeah. incredible, man. The fans have been so unbelievably cool. And it's been great because I did 12 weeks on the road because I do a bunch of, I headline a ton of dates and then I'll take like maybe a week off, but I haven't taken a week off in 12 and a half weeks. And
wow. Yeah. So you're just,
I come and go, come and go.
You're just a jet setter.
Unless I stay. I stayed in Chicago and I went from there to Kentucky. And then I did a bunch of dates with Rogan because Joe wanted to. Joe Rogan, who's a great stand-up. I'm sure people know who the fuck he is.
Yeah, everyone knows, and his podcast is huge too.
Joe does, yeah, I've been doing arenas with Joe. We did a bunch of arenas, which is fucking crazy.
Wow, do you get nervous?
No, fuck that. You don't get... It's just an amplified version of big theaters, you know?
You don't get nervous at all. You're so confident. You have a good solid set.
I've been doing it for so long.
Too long.
Yeah. It's, at this point, like, if you're nervous, I mean, you get anxious. I get excited.
Okay.
So I get a little rump-a-bump in the chest.
Like, you want to get up there.
Yeah, I get, like, nerves of excitement. Like, nerves of happy anticipation.
But you love it.
Yeah, not nerves of, like, what if I don't do well? That never enters my brain.
Have you ever bombed so bad?
I mean, fuck me. Yeah, about a million fucking times. I mean, when you're young, you bomb constantly.
Really?
I haven't bombed in a long time, but like, I've had sets that I wasn't proud of myself. The hardest I bombed in a more recent years was probably like, 5-6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
After I had done Montreal for the first time, like I did New Faces.
Yes.
And then the next year they asked me to host a New Face showcase.
Wow.
So when you go. The guy who runs it, they say, will you host for the next generation here in LA?
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, it's no skin off my back. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I was, you know, I was busy as fuck at that time. I was shooting something and I was just kind of like.
But you're like, yeah, throw another log on the fire. Let's do this.
I'll go have fun for them.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't going to hurt me.
Right.
But.
Oh, it hurt you.
But I did it, but it was just so funny. I mean, they know, but it was in the improv lab, and that room is dog shit. It's garbage.
Right.
It's so stupid. The bar is the whole room.
Right.
The main room is great, but you know, I hate the lab anyway, and I'm walking down there from my house, and I'd smoked a joint by myself on the way down there, and I by the time I got there, I was so fucking high. I'd smoked way too much. I shouldn't have done that. I'd smoked, and then by the time I got on stage, the audience is like all industry, and not really any audience.
No.
And they're already kind of uncomfortable because they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And I got
up there.
And they're
like, oh, we have to be here to look for talent.
Oh my God. And I was just eating spoonfuls of shit.
You just got up there, you're all.
Yeah. I wish I had a to-go bag to pack up all that shit I was eating.
So high.
It was fucking bad. I was baked out of my fucking mind.
Oh my God.
I had to walk outside in between the second and third comic. I apologized to the crowd. I was like, I'm sorry, man. I'm way too fucking high for this. And nobody was really laughing at any of the comedians because those showcases are painful. They're so terrible.
That's the worst.
It's just like auditioning. Auditions are not a true testament of how good you're going to be during the shooting. Because it's like, oh, what? You mean I get 90 chances when we do it live and we can manipulate and work with the director, but in the room you want me to do it in 5 minutes?
Yeah. And then it's all people that are just fucking waiting their turn or the fucking industry people that are over it.
Yeah,
it's home.
Yeah, the politics of it would suck. So I ate shit so fucking bad in that. I thought I was like, man, they're never going to let me go to regular JFL anymore, let alone... Fucking, I was a new face two years before that. So, but I had not given a fuck because I didn't let it get to me. I was like, what are you gonna do? Like the crowd, it was awful.
It happens.
Yes, you do. You eat shit once in a while.
Everybody has off days. Everyone. Yes. I mean, in every job, in every career, what makes them think that it's gonna be different for someone? You know,
except for like Japanese sushi chefs, I feel like they can't have off days. I feel like if they have an off day, they kill themselves and they're like, I disrespected the craft, and they just. Like, they're so...
They just fall on a sword after work. Yeah. I'm going to fall on a sword.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Set it up, fall on a sword. But that was the worst... That was by far the worst I've ever bombed. I mean, it was just, like, so embarrassing.
Yeah, it's a bad feeling. But then, like, when you do great again, you're good.
Yeah, you get it out of the way.
You get it out of the way. You're like, okay, I'm fine.
How many times did you get on stage?
A bunch when we were younger.
And then you threw it away, right?
And then I just stopped because then my... who I was dating was like, I don't want us both to do stand up. It's competitive.
Yeah.
And it's ruining our relationship.
You didn't mention his name? You can't mention his name.
I don't want to say it. But then I was like, okay, because I'm so like in need of love. And I was like, oh, I'll stop and I'll go do improv and you can do this. So,
right.
And I gave up.
But you don't miss stand up.
Okay.
You don't miss stand up, do you?
No, I don't. I mean, I did it recently, actually.
Yeah.
I did a show at the Hayworth and it went great.
Yeah.
But that's like a small room. It's like 60 people.
The Hayworth
the Dynasty typewriter.
Oh, yeah. On Wilshire, yeah.
Yeah, that was Jamie's spot. Really fun.
Yeah, man, that is a fun little room.
What did you do?
An independent show? Is it your own shit?
I did a show called My High Diary where you get high and you do stand up.
Mm.
So it was like your worst nightmare. And
no, I mean, I still get high and do stand up. It was I can't get that high.
That high. Okay, so here's the thing. I got so high.
Yeah.
And I don't smoke a lot of weed. Like, I smoke it now occasionally if I'm having, like, a whatever day. I'll be like, okay, whatever. I have weed. I smoke weed occasionally. But this weed that the fucking chick had at the show was some fucking gnarly ass weed.
You smoke at the show?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they
on stage?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And so I didn't know what I was in for. I didn't know if it was fucking indica, sativa, fucking laced with PCP.
Roll
like,
the dice,
I didn't know.
Baby. Roll the dice, baby.
I was
baby.
Like, I don't know what I'm, I don't know. Is this dipped in heroin? Like, I have no idea, right? So I light up and I start smoking it and I'm like, okay, I'm cool, I'm cool. And then I keep smoking it and I'm like, all right, I'm not cool. Like in my head.
Yeah.
But then I did okay. I did well.
You did fine.
I did good.
And you read your diary? Is that what you do?
Well, they say you can read your diary, but it's more of a show because like who the fuck has their diary from when they were fucking 5 years old unless you're a psychopath, you know? Oh, all right. Well,
I never kept a diary. I never once wrote anything down.
Well, your jokes.
Yeah, I mean, as far as like that's true. Actually, my jokes are probably more like a diary. The way I write in my computer and my phone are like drawn out how I'm thinking about stuff. So yeah, I guess that is. But the day to day, like dictating what you did that day, I had that. I don't think
anyone really does that anymore.
Young girls
some people,
young
still
girls
do it.
Too. Young girls still do it because they want to talk about a boy they like.
Right, right, right.
Why are you leaving breadcrumbs about your truths? It's so weird that people keep diaries. Like, you're just like leaving your honest truth in a book for someone to find is such a strange idea.
You just hope someone finds it one day.
That's
maybe.
Why you write a diary. Maybe someone will find it.
Maybe someone will find it and read it and see how cool I am.
Brett
also,
Marfan is the coolest, cutest boy in sixth grade.
Also, people keep diaries, I think, as manifestation things. Like, have you ever done that?
No.
It actually totally works.
To say I want something to come into effect and it does because you wrote it down?
It's kind of weird. I had a vision board for a while.
Yeah, what was your vision?
I had a vision board in my house and it was like to make this certain amount of money, to be in this many movies, to get with this agency and blah, 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 blah. And I had it on a vision board and I looked at it every day and I did each one of those things within a year.
Look at that.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
Yeah, you can.
So I
feel like you manifest your destiny if you, I think whether or not you wrote it down, you really wanted it. So you're pushing for those things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I highly suggest
did
a
you
vision
ever have
board.
A podcast on there?
This podcast?
Yeah, was that on the vision board?
No, I didn't actually. You know, I actually ended up doing the podcast because my husband was like, you love to talk. You talk. And my husband like wants to kill himself. He's like, oh my God.
He's like, get the fuck out of the house and go talk to somebody else.
Where's the off button? Yeah. No. He loves me. But yeah, he loves me, okay, guys?
I promise he loves me.
No, but it was so funny. Like Studio 71 reached out to me and they were like, yeah, you know, you should, because I did Worst First as a YouTube series before this. Where I would just interview like YouTubers and it did really well. And then
who's your favorite YouTuber that you interviewed?
That's
how about,
hard.
How about this? Who's your worst? Who's the one?
Oh no, I can't say
don't
that.
Don't be a pussy. Was someone not an asshole to you?
No, who? Everyone was cool.
Nobody was an asshole?
No one.
Can't
you
be.
Know what? Some of these YouTubers though, I will say, they do think they're too cool now. Which is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, I don't have time. It's like, I have a marshmallow challenge at 5 and I have to like, you know, me and my girlfriend are going to do each other's makeup on camera at 6 and I just can't really fit your podcast
so
in, you know?
So weird, man.
They do like-
It's a strange world.
They think they're like, actually the craziest thing is like more actors and comedians are nicer and more accommodating than the YouTubers. The YouTubers think they're like- God's gift.
Yeah.
Like they're like, like I am fucking Will Smith. Like they think they're that.
Aww.
It's kind of crazy.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute that they think that. I mean, not to shit on it, but
I think if you think you're famous, you're in a bad place.
I think it's like the thing that I think really defines you as a person is when you have success, how you treat other people.
Yeah, the same. You should be the same. Nothing changed except you got financial ease. You have more people that appreciate your work. I think that's the only difference that I felt in my life as my career has continued is like, there's just more people that appreciate who the fuck I am for being who I am.
Yeah.
And then you get a little bit more financial ease. And I think those are wonderful things and that's all you should take away from it. It should change literally nothing else about you. The food you eat, the people you associate with, the things you do for fun. Like none of those things should be dictated by how fucking famous you think you are. Just because your bank account goes up doesn't mean shit. I met some of the richest people on earth.
Who are the nicest people.
Same cat. They're the same cat that they've always were when they didn't have any money. It didn't fucking, nothing changed. Then I know people that change with money and they think that makes them a different kind of person. And they're, you know, it's almost like you lose somebody. They died. You're like, man, you suck. You're sad. You suck.
They change.
Yeah.
And I think that's a true testament to the character of a person.
Totally.
Like, my husband is obviously very successful, and he's so nice to everyone. Like,
yeah, because why wouldn't he be?
He has fans that text him, and it's like he's just so nice
to
people.
That's a little too nice.
It's a little much. Yeah, I know. It's a little weird. It freaks me out a little bit.
Brittany's phone number is 480-665-1928.
It freaks me out. Like, he's so nice to people, and then I've met people who, like I said, that I met who I started on Vine with, who were so nice and so down and were my friends, and then, like, when this... the podcast stuff happening and stuff like that, they're like, oh, okay, like, I got to get my schedule, and I have my own podcast, so I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do yours yet because I have to do mine, and my agent says, like, I can only talk about certain things, and I'm like, this is so funny.
Yeah,
like, they've
bogus.
Just become very different, but I think, like, when you meet real, true celebrities, the, like, real A-listers, most of them are really cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's always the people that are in the struggle that are mean, or like they're fighting
because they have something to prove. Once you proved it already, you're
like,
I'm
good,
dude.
You're so chill.
Couldn't care less.
You're like the nicest people.
I have the people that like me. They know me. Why they know why they like me, and everyone else outside of that, I don't care. I just don't like.
Yeah.
I don't care about fucking pleasing everybody. I think it's absurd.
Yes.
You're not gonna have every fan on earth.
No.
You're not gonna be Billie Eilish. You know what I mean? Do you know that girl?
She gets a lot of hate, though. But dude, you know she gets a lot of hate.
Yeah, she gets hate because she's a young girl.
Everyone gets hate.
Listen,
nobody that doesn't get hate.
Except for...
Who? The Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama. He just got called out. He just got canceled. Do you know about this? Did you see this, all this stuff?
No, what?
Oh, you got to look it up, dude.
You're kidding.
Dalai Lama said some weird fucked up shit. Some like some weird sexist shit.
No.
Yeah, it was so wild, man.
Are you being serious?
No, you have to look it up. Look,
the Dalai Lama?
Now I'm kind of like, the Dalai Lama said some, look at this, Dalai Lama gets canceled.
No. Oh my God, they canceled the Dalai Lama. You can't cancel the Dalai Lama. He's the Dalai Lama.
He said some weird ass shit that got caught up. Dalai Lama on Trump, women and going home, all this stuff. Like, he's trying to get back now. Sorry for saying female successor would have to be attractive. You see, he's apologizing.
The Dalai Lama said that?
Yeah, dog, he said you got to be good looking.
Damn, he's not as enlightened as he seems.
Maybe he's too enlightened. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's like too enlightened now by what goes on around him. That's the problem with the Dalai Lama. He got famous, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, would Jesus have been the same if he had Instagram? You know what I mean?
This,
like,
day and age? I don't think Jesus would be on Instagram.
He definitely would.
You think?
Yeah. He'd be like, new sandals. He'd probably be popping on his new sandals. Just got fitted for my new robe, bitch. Peep this. No, I think that's the problem.
His Givenchy would make his robes.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God, new Balmain fucking
yeah,
Jesus
the
robe.
Balmain Jesus
no,
robe.
No, he would never, I don't think.
Maybe, dude, I don't know.
I would hope not.
He created all these people. They do all these things for him. You know what I mean? I just think the Dalai Lama getting famous, like, in that right, like, the famous to a degree of, like, not just known, but, like, he wants to be on publications now. He puts himself on interviews a lot.
Yeah.
So when you become, like, social famous, like, social media famous like that
kind of takes away from your coolness, I think.
Most definitely. It takes, like, away from this soul, I am one with the universe. I don't need a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
I'm not.
I don't need the bullshit.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not materialistic, but then you're like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, the Dalai Lama will do a Rolling Stone interview.
Yeah, he's like, Dalai Lama wants to get paid, bitch. Dalai Lama got a Ferrari.
You don't know how much these prayer beads cost these days. They're expensive. He spends all his money on prayer
diamonds,
beads.
Diamonds, dude.
Just Swarovski prayer beads.
Right,
you know?
There, yeah. Like, he's heavy, man. Yeah, he's a big hitter.
It's kind of sad. I really hope that the world, like, I think there are some pure spirits still. I mean,
totally.
I don't, obviously, I contribute to the bullshit, but, like, it's kind of, I put it on my Insta story today that I said to people, I said, if all social media could go away forever for everyone, would you be happy or sad? And guess what? 90%
said happy.
Happy.
Yeah. I think they think that because that's the right answer.
But no, because
the 10%ers are true. They're like, I'd be hella sad. I like looking at people's bullshit all day.
I mean, it's fun, but don't you ever scroll and just get kind of like, how many selfies can you post?
I'm going to be unfortunately honest and say that I just don't scroll anymore.
You don't.
No, I post for fans and stuff for people to know, like, what I'm up to and what I'm into.
Yeah.
And to be like, hey, come see me live here. Like, let's hang out here. Let's do this. But, like, for the most part, like, I'm not scrolling through other people's shit anymore. I just don't. I'm not really interested in as much.
Well, that's good.
So you
have a self-control with it.
Yeah.
I look through it sometimes, and I have girlfriends who I love to death, but they will post, like, 7 pictures of themselves,
Sarah,
in one day.
You know who you are, Sarah.
Sarah,
stop doing it, Sarah, without an H. You know who the fucks you are. Yeah, the selfie thing
is
very
weird. That's
a little
weird. Like, I mean, it's like them, and they're like, it's so posed, like laughing, like with lemonade. And I mean, bitch, I've done it. We've all been there.
Yeah,
but
bitch,
like,
we have lemonade.
But But seven or like five times a day of a picture of yourself. I post like maybe once a day.
Yeah.
Or every other day. Or sometimes I'll go days without posting.
See, I go days.
Because you know what?
Yeah.
I don't need, people don't care. Do they really care?
People care. People care. Your fans care
that much.
They want to be involved.
Yeah.
But I think it's more for your mental health. You know, like you need to step away from the phone. You and the royal, you, like, we all need to step away from that shit. So I just feel like I post pretty rarely. When I do stories a lot, if I'm out with friends.
Yes, I story too.
If we're having a good time, that to me is worth it.
Yes.
But I'm not going to story just a story, or I'm not going to post just a post. If there's something fun and cool, like this past, you know, past weekend I was in, what the fuck is that? Where was I? Oh my God, in Sacramento, and we went and took old-timey photos in this creepy little shop.
Yeah, you wore stockings and shit. I
wore the girl
that.
Outfit.
Yes,
she wore,
I saw that.
And it was just fun to me. Like, that was
fun. Was
that
your wife?
No, that was just that's my feature. That's Allie.
Oh, okay.
She's a great comic.
She's funny.
She's phenomenal, man.
I like looked at her page after.
It's hella funny.
What's her name? Share with
Allie Makovsky. She's super fucking funny.
I went to her page and it was pretty funny.
Yeah, she featured for me. She's dope, man. She's a great comic. So we were just fucking around and I was like, yeah, I'll post that. But like, that's kind of how I am about posting stuff. I usually go like,
is it worth it?
If it's funny for me. If I was like, oh, I enjoyed it, I'll post it.
That's a good thing to think about before you post something is, is this like significant?
Yeah.
Is this like gonna, is this impactful or is this like, you know what I mean?
What do I get out of this as well?
Yeah.
It's kind of like I think about that when conversation. When like you really want to talk to someone bad who you like admire or enjoy, like if you meet someone that you like, oh, I love what they do, always think about it like this. What are they gonna get out of it and what are you gonna get out of it? Instead of just being like, people just sometimes just want to rush to talk to people about nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some people meet famous people and they're like, hey,
oh my God.
Yeah, and that happened.
Tommy has so many of those people. We'll like be at the airport and they'll be like, Tommy Lee, hold my baby. So I know you have kids. My wife got divorced the same day as you and your ex. Isn't that crazy? Like just bring up the worst shit.
All right, man, we gotta go. You know, it's like,
and we're like late for our flight and they just keep going. And
he's too nice to say fuck
he's
you.
He's too nice. And he's holding a baby and it's screaming and like, it's just so awkward.
You gotta say fuck you sometimes. you gotta be like, dude, come on, man. Like, I'm with my wife. Like, we gotta go. Like, I think there's a balance, right? Like, usually I'm cool to almost everybody that comes up to me if you're cool to me.
Yes.
If you're cool to me, I'm cool to you.
Yeah.
But if you're kind of an annoying asshole who's like doing a thing where like you think you're being funny or.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, get the fuck out of here. What are you getting out of that? What am I getting out of it?
Yeah.
When somebody goes, hey, Santino, I'm a fan. I like your shit. I'm like, dude, I appreciate that. What's your name?
Yeah.
Like,
shake their hands.
I'm down to have a conversation about them. But like, when somebody thinks that it's like their opportunity to be cute or funny or. Whatever, I'm like,
or they don't know social cues,
yes,
and they just keep standing there and it's awkward,
yeah, get
and you're
here.
Like, okay, and they're just,
yeah, get out of here, hey, get the fuck out of here.
Like, that happens to him so much, and then I have anxiety, so it gives me anxiety.
Oh, yeah,
because
it gets worse.
They're
for you.
Just standing there, like,
it's worse for you to be the third party,
and I'm all like, I'm trying to be friendly, like, oh, yeah, like, you want me to take the photo, okay, cool, and then I take it, and they're just standing there, all right, man,
so
cool. Yeah.
So,
just nothing.
You guys eat food?
And
you
just
know. Yeah, man, we do. You got to get the fuck out of here, please.
Do you guys like bacon?
Yes, we do. Please leave. Yeah, I see that when I go out with Joe Rogan, I see that all the time, man.
That's the worst.
People are mega fans of Joe.
How does he handle it? He does have a huge fan base.
Huge, man. Because UFC and stand-up. And
everything.
He handles it extremely well.
Bald guys respect him. They're like, yo, you look bald and you look great.
Yeah.
You're killing it.
Yeah, man. He handles it better than most. He handles it as well, if not better than anybody I've ever met. He's very respectful. He's very cool. He says hi to everybody. He's not an asshole.
Does
ever.
He take pictures with people?
Yes, if it's convenient. It's not like if we're going places, you know, sometimes people are like, hey, come on, please, please.
Oh,
it's
my
like
God.
We're literally going to a thing. We just like, we can't stop. If it's, he has nothing but respect for his fans. And he teaches me a lot of lessons about that stuff. I'm like, that's the way to handle it. Just proper and cool. All right, man, thank you so much. We've got to go.
Because they do make your career.
100%.
You got to be grateful.
100%. But and you also have to know, like,
boundaries.
Boundaries. So when he goes, like, all right, man, we've got to go. Mm-hmm. He's so good at being like, thank you so much. I love you. We have to go. But it's just, that's just true. You know what I mean? It's not like, it's not like he's like, hide me from the, it's like, we literally have to go. We're going to be late to the thing.
Yeah.
So I think, like, that's the balance of, like, learning how to do that thing. And Tommy's probably too nice.
He's so nice, but he will say.
He seems too nice.
Or then I have to be the mean one, and they're like, his wife's a cunt.
She's a bitch.
I'm like, we're going to miss our fucking flight, okay, Christine?
They said they were
going to
miss their fucking flight. Yeah. Like, it's going to leave without Tommy. fucking idiot.
No, but sometimes I do have to be like, okay, like we're, you know, because they'll just keep asking questions sometimes. Like, so what are you working on? Like, when's your new song coming out? Like, what's, so the, what's your favorite
it's
thing?
Like, dude, fucking just stick around and enjoy
what's
the
your favorite guacamole
we'll
recipe?
It.
Yeah. Like, it's just
let
like,
me email you actually. That one I do want to share with you. My favorite guac recipe.
Oh my God. Andrew Santino, thank you so much for being
thanks
here
for
today.
Me.
Where can people find you on Instagram?
Go to Cheeto Santino.
Oh, yeah. Cheeto
Santino. Instagram, Twitter.
Cheeto Santino. He's the most red-haired Italian guy you'll ever meet.
Yeah, you can't
I know,
miss me.
Right? You would never expect a redhead to be. I mean, licky, it's like, licky. What is your beard made out of? Marinara? Like, it's very...
It's a marinara. So my beard is made out of marinara.
So he's Italian, but guys, he's fucking, you know...
I'm a ginge.
A ginge.
I'm half and
he's
half.
He's a ginge Italian.
This
it's
is
great.
What happens when a little Irish girl
loves
gets
a,
into a fight with
know.
Her dad. You know, she goes and has sex with a Sicilian guy, and then I come out of it. And then a full-size leprechaun emerges. A 6'1 leprechaun comes out of it.
Right? Right,
oh
baby?
My God. Oh,
right.
She went to give you kisses.
She's
oh,
a sweetie. Girl.
Oh my God. Okay, guys, so make sure to follow him, Cheeto Santino, on Instagram. Make sure to check out his podcast, Whiskey Ginger. You can see, guys, he's a good talker. I didn't have to do shit during this podcast.
Yeah, made it
I
easy.
I was just like,
mm-hmm, sit back.
I just relaxed. Nina and I just enjoyed your presence.
We let you the table
carry
on,
the whole
the
thing. Yep, she likes you much better mm-hmm. than me. And guys, make sure to stay tuned next week for more Worst Firsts on Worst
on Worst Firsts. Come back, Jack.
I just had a stroke.
We got to get you a catchphrase. Yeah. So.
I had a stroke. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, see you next week, guys. Love you. Bye. Okay, that was hilarious.